Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves us, cares for us deeply. And I love God. I love His ways. I love His will. I love His people. And that's why I'm able to fulfill the law. I don't use my strength, I use His. Remember something about that. The priests didn't wear garments that caused sweat because they weren't working trying to put out every little fire in their life. Salvation works this way. You receive salvation. You don't deserve it. You don't earn it. If you try to earn it, that's wrong. Jesus, you have to recognize Jesus, not what you're doing, not what you're capable of. We receive salvation in all of its fullness. We can't work for it. We can't earn it. We can't merit. There's nothing we can do to merit salvation. God chose to love us and we receive His love. And then we share His love. If you appreciate His love, if you're thankful for His love, then go love people that need His love. And remember something about God and His people. God knows every soul. And He loves every soul. He paid for their salvation, each one, and He knows them by name. He knows them by name. They are very important to Him. Love God, love His people. The way we love God is the way we love people. So, in life, I learned something. If I love God, then I love what He's saying. He's the same. If I love God, I love His will. If I trust God, I trust His will. If I trust God and I trust His will, I trust His will for me. And I love His ways. He teaches me in a way so that I don't get in pride. He teaches me in a way that keeps me in the love of God. I love His ways. I love His will. I love His people. God has people that's far wiser than I am. And I thank Him for everyone. It's a blessing to have people that's far wiser than you are. I thank God for the growth in their life. I thank God for how they helped me master my life. See, when eventually you're going to run into people that's wiser at a younger age. And they can say things that's a blessing. You can too. But you're going to run into it. But when you do, thank God for it. Don't be like the worldly people and be in envy against them. I thank God for every soul, male and female, boy, girl, man, woman, whoever said something that's a blessing for me. Gave me an example I can learn from. I love it. I love it. You don't have to be like the enemy. Satan was jealous against Adam when Adam was in the garden and he was not. When Adam was in the garden in current times and he was not, he used to be in the garden. He used to have the love and the favor of God. And he used to love God. But then he rebelled against God. Became the first sinner, the father of lies, the first liar. The first to believe a lie. But as we grow in the Lord, receiving salvation and all the healing process that goes with it, we must drive out the evil one. We must drive out the darkness. We must drive out the conflict of the world. All of it can be driven away at your will. You don't have to put up with darkness. You can do what's perfect. You can do the light of God's word. You can live beyond your years. You can see what others don't. You can hear from the Lord yourself. And remember something, everybody's dying. Death is all around. This is a dying world. It's like the pastor said, Pastor Moore said yesterday at the funeral. I went to my boss's funeral. Charles died. He was my boss and my friend. But Pastor Moore said, we're not going to a dying place. People, when people go to funerals, they feel sad because their loved one is gone. They didn't go to a dying land. They went to a living land. We're in a dying world. They went to a living world if they went to heaven through Christ. But we come alive in Christ. Our body will die. But this world is a dying world. We were saved out of it. We're alive to God. So we're going to a living land, not a dying land. But when we open our Bible and read it, we're receiving more of the healing process of life in ourselves, in our being, to help others. The living life of God, the process of life, is growing and developing in us. And when we study, take time to study the Lord, study the Word of God, and cooperate with the intent to do it, the Lord can teach us. And we can go forward and not backwards. We can master everything. All we need is the will to follow God, to study His Word, and a little amount of time, and we can master anything. It doesn't matter what it is. What's trying to master your life? You know, one day I decided, I said, I'm going to end this. I didn't know what to do. But I said with my mouth, I'm going to learn this. I'm going to do this. And I did it through Christ, not my strength. Learning to live in His strength is a skill that you can learn, just like people learn karate, kung fu, or jiu-jitsu, whatever. Just like people learn martial arts, you can learn to live by your faith. You can learn to trust God by faith. You can learn to do God's word. And you can master things. You don't have to let things master you. Just because it's a huge problem now. If you start looking at Jesus, that thing will start shrinking in your eyes. If you start following God and looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, you're going to start doing better and better. And people that were doing great, you're going to start doing better than them. But it's not a competition. David put it this way. He said, "Thy, through thy word has made me wiser than my teachers." Now, you know, we love our teachers. It's not an offense. It's actually an honor for a student to learn more than their teachers. That means they had some super good teachers. And it also means they looked at the Lord. Every true pastor desires that people would look to the Lord and be guided by Him. But so many people don't do that they stop expecting it. Even good pastors, they don't expect people to go but so far. And they condition themselves to love them where they are, or whatever they do. And that's what you know, that's important. But some pastors still look for thoroughbreds. People they just run with the Lord. There's always a thoroughbred. They don't take no for an answer and they go forward. Some Christians are thoroughbreds. And hopefully they'll marry a thoroughbred. You know, it's important. Some people love God and they determine they want everything they can get from God. They love God. And they master things. They love God in a greater way. And they're just like a thoroughbred horse. Far set above others. But see, if you're a real thoroughbred, you have the love of God in you. You're not a proud person at all. You're the kind of person that will grow and learn from the Lord. Quick to listen. Quick to hear God's voice. Quick to obey Him. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Not a proud person that puts himself above others. But when they speak God's word, and it's far beyond their years. That's what I'm talking about. People that will cooperate and not take no for an answer and not let the enemy bully them. They're not in fear. They don't take bribes. They're not greedy. They're not lustful. See, when people are proud, they get in fear. And when people are feared, they become proud. Pride and fear works hand in hand. And then they become greedy. Once you start getting, if a proud person is greedy right off the bat, they want more than they're willing to work for. And they want their wife and yours too. That's how pride works. Pride then has no concern for other people. But pride will seek to use people and make merchandise of people. They see people as commodities. They don't see a living child of God. They forgot God. Pride looks within. The focus of pride is within. But the focus of faith is looking to God. Pride looks within. Fear looks to man. Fear looks to the problem. And not God. That's why people are in fear. When they see things that's made to look bigger than them, they focus on it to the point that they stop focusing on the Lord. So in when there's danger about, whatever's in a person's heart, their actions will reflect it. When things happen, their actions will reflect what's happening. We have to grow and brace ourselves in life. Not just to master a problem, but fall in love with God. Our love for God helps us fulfill the law. Then we're safe. And then we can live the living love of God and grow as strong as we need to be to conquer whatever problem is out there. And also thrive in this life and enjoy it. You don't have to surrender your life at all. Enjoy your life. Enjoy what God is doing. Enjoy the life God has given you, the spouse God has given you, the children God has given you. See, joy is a state of being, and it comes from being in sync with God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. There's no limits in God. And then you can always think back on the goodness of God and just stir that joy up all over again. And you can pray good things on the people you care about and anybody you know about. Sometimes when I'm walking past the TV and somebody has a problem, I immediately start praying for that problem that somebody that I don't know anything about is having. And the Lord is able to move in their life. I love it. If somebody's in danger, having a tragedy, somebody got kidnapped. Last week, I was watching TV late at night, and a lady's child got kidnapped. And I rebuked the works of darkness, and I prayed for that child, I commanded her, the child's angels, to bring her back safely. And I found out they caught the people who kidnapped her and brought her back. And I thank God for that. There are some evil people out there. We have to involve God. If you see danger happening, always remove Satan and involve God in it. And people will live. You have the authority to do these things. Don't underestimate the authority that God gave you. He gave it to you so you could. But just don't get in pride over it. And things, you're going to see the mighty, the handiwork of God as you obey Him, as you do His work. We're not sitting ducks. The most powerful people on planet Earth is God's people, not Satan's people, who are cooking up stuff in a lab somewhere, who are doing foolish things, evil kings, evil leaders, trying to bring forth the Antichrist, full of deception. They lean to their own ways and they're going to be destroyed by the enemy they're trying to resurrect. If Satan had his way, he'd kill them. Even the people that's helping him out, he's going to kill them too. He's going to cause them to die. So, you don't have to believe a lie. You can believe the truth of God's word. You can do God's word. And you can fulfill God's word. You can live according to God's word and have all the success that God has given. But first, you have to love God. That's how it all works. That's how it all comes together. And the Lord will give you a master plan. He's already made you kings and priests. And He'll guide you perfectly in your life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.